In Venezuela, President Hugo Chavez is asking his countrymen to approve a referendum to drop term limits and allow him to extend his rule. His opponents call Mr. Chavez an autocrat, and for proof, they point to the way he's tried to hold on to power in Caracas, even after losing elections there. NPR's Juan Ferrero reports from the Venezuelan capital.
In November, opposition leaders celebrated after winning key posts in elections for governors and mayors, no more so than here in Caracas, where Antonio Ledezma captured City Hall. But over the next few weeks, President Chavez's red-shirted supporters, some armed, occupied at least four buildings, including City Hall. And incoming officials said they've been prevented from using their offices. The Bugle calls some of Chavez's most ardent followers to action, people like Nelcy Rojas. She is one of the government loyalists now occupying government buildings. Rojas says she lost her job when Ledezma, a strident foe of Chavez, won City Hall, a job she says was designed to, among other things, advance Chavez's efforts to transform Venezuela into a socialist state. With the buildings occupied, the mayor now runs the city from offices on the 19th floor of a downtown skyscraper. Ledezma says he was no match for the armed men who took over City Hall. Ledezma says he may have the authority, but his opponents wield violence. Other vital city agencies share offices with Ledezma's staff. Workers and managers said that not only have they been barred from their offices, but they found them ransacked, computers stolen, files had disappeared. Angel Rangel is chief of security for the city. He said motorcycles and other vehicles were missing.
They destroyed the building, all the content inside. They destroyed the previous information, the information for the last 4 years. Not only the information, but actually the equipment. Most of the equipment was destroyed. The software disappeared. The database disappeared.
City workers also found that the previous mayor, a close ally of Chavez, had hired nearly 9,000 workers on a contract basis. But Ledezma said they weren't hired for traditional city jobs. Speaking to supporters on a recent day, he said they were instead used to campaign in neighborhoods, also to serve as bodyguards to Chavez lawmakers in Congress, and as shock troops to intimidate foes. He told a crowd of full-time workers supportive of his policies that many of those contract workers didn't work, and that they were now out of a job. City officials say Ledezma's experience with Venezuela's bare-knuckle politics has a lesson that Chavez will not easily share power. They say that's worrisome as Chavez lobbies to extend his rule. On Sunday, Venezuelans vote on a constitutional amendment to allow him to run for president again in 2012. Teodoro Petkoff is a newspaper editor and government foe.
Se trata de la aplicación de una política.
He says the takeover is part of a government policy to not fully recognize the results of November's election, when the president's foes for the first time chipped away at Chavez's hold on political offices nationwide. But in the presidential palace, Chavez says the takeover didn't have political motives, but is instead part of a labor dispute, and he had angry words for Ledezma. He says Ledezma's arrival as mayor is another step in the opposition's destabilization plans. He then uses a term from the Spanish Civil War, no volverán, meaning they will not return. Juan Forero, NPR News, Caracas, Venezuela.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.